G'day, this is Andy Dingo, and you're listening to Alive 985. Superman, Supergirl, show me your star. Take a bow at the world, the bouquet is hot. Watch out, Superman, show me your star.
Shake it to the top. Cause nobody wants to be in Live 90.5, this is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Board with John Robb. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. From the top, we had the Angels, Let the Night Roll On. Then we heard Hole, Credit in the Straight World. And that's from 1994, from an album called Live Through This. Then we had Killing Heidi. What a great song that is. Superman, Supergirl from 1999-2000 from their album Reflector. Then we had The Clash, Rock the Casbah, Nickelback, Gotta Be Somebody, and just then Australian band Fast Cars, California Dawning. Now that's from a 7-inch single they released in 2017, and I just was having a look at the cover and I see the B-side, the flip side, is The Real Thing, written by Johnny Young, which was, of course, the song that Russell Morris recorded. So I haven't listened to that yet, so I might check that out through the week. That might be next week's Under the Covers, perhaps, if it's good. So I'll have a look at that through the week for you. Also, we've got some mail this week. Where's it gone? Where's it gone? Ross Fear had Adam Jones in the studio last week on his Australian Spectrum program, and looks like they've left us a copy of his new album, The Dark Side of the Earth. So we'll check that out. That's available on Foghorn, brand new, 2019. So I'll have a listen to some tracks from that and play you one or two next week. And tomorrow night on Ross Fear's Australian Spectrum program will be Cameron Jones featuring his latest gypsy jazz guitar album, The Waterfall Way, and also talking about his tour and this year's Oz Manucci Festival 2019. So have a tune in for that. He's a gypsy jazz guitarist from Castle Hill, but he's been performing with the Cameron James Trio and is also a member of Gadjo Guitars and Spyglass Gypsies. So tune in tomorrow, Australian Spectrum, between 9 and midnight, right here on Alive 90.5. We've got weekly world news coming up in just a moment.
The team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Call today, Dependable Security Group, on 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded neat, clean and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber, fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488300480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Professor Clive Smallman helps professionals to improve their performance based on learning from experience. Clive specializes in learning, teaching, leadership, business and management. He's worked at top business schools in Europe and held senior leadership positions in Australia and New Zealand. His clients include major brands worldwide, small and medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs. He offers tailored training for professionals, one-to-one coaching, group mentoring, intensive workshops, online courses and pathways to master's degrees in business administration and management consulting. Clive Smallman. Training for you that works the way you want. Station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
This is the third hour.
It's not raining. It's a 78.
Try the Toscana. Come on, don't give a darn. It's just the cutest dance. Because you don't advance, you just retreat.
You just retreat.
Smorgasbord presents Weekly World News.
The 78 was from 1941. Harry Roy and his orchestra, the Toscana. Have you danced along to that one? Bit better than dancing along to Hammond a Go-Go. Hammond Dance Party. Whoa. All right, this will be interesting. Weekly World News, all by my lonesome, with no interruptions or interactions. This will be good. All right. Wish me luck. Paris. Unlucky Guy Fleur excused himself during his wedding ceremony to go to the bathroom or to the toilet. I don't think he needed a shower, to go to the toilet. But when he returned, his embarrassed wife-to-be had left the chapel and called off the whole thing. He's embarrassed. Embarrassed because he had to go to the loo? Oh, during the ceremony, not during the... Oh, well, these things happen. What would she rather him do? Just do a... piddle puddle on the floor of the church. That'd be even worse, wouldn't it? Bombay in India. The world's number one trained termites. You heard it right, folks. Trained termites. Perform three times a day at street fairs, running through formations like a marching band, jumping on command, and even dancing. Ahir Gulitam said it took him 6 years of training to have his pests ready to perform in public. I hope he doesn't perform in someone's house. He'll probably eat them down. What do you reckon about that, Lord?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
The rich... According to this report, the rich are much more likely to sue their doctors than are the poor, a new study reveals. An analysis of 31,000 hospital cases in New York involving incidents in which the patient was injured showed that the poor sue at less than one-fifth the rate of wealthy patients, according to an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Probably because they don't have the money. costs a lot to go to court, doesn't it? Have you ever been to court, Lord?
Oh, yeah, many times, mate, yeah.
Oh, good. Did you get off?
Oh, yeah, I bribed the judge.
Oh, good. Space aliens. London. A recent survey of 10,000 adults worldwide revealed that 87% of people believe space aliens have green skin. Do you believe that? Do you ever think about space aliens? The survey, conducted by International Polling and Marketing Incorporated, also found that a majority of respondents had seen a spaceship or knew someone else who had. I never have. I wish I would. I often, when I'm out in the country, you know, stare up in the sky looking at the millions and millions of stars in the Milky Way, and I never see anything. They always seem to be out in the middle of nowhere, don't they, when these sightings happen? Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Oh, sorry about that. Which proves why I wasn't here last week. I had a dreadful bug. Oh, thought I was going to cough my lung up. Still do a bit from time to time. There's a lot of it going around. Gidget's gone home crook. The longest poem ever penned by one man is the Shahnameh. Sounds like the Deltones, doesn't it? Shahnameh, na 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 ma, Shahnameh. Yeah, the Shahnameh, written by the Persian poet Ferdowsi in the 10th century. The poem, known as the Book of Kings, is 2,804 pages long, and its 120,000 lines fill 9 good-sized volumes. Ferdowsi worked on the poem for 35 years. Sounds more like a novel than a poem. Some poems do go on a bit. I like them short and sweet. But imagine that. 2,804 pages. Which reminds me, we used to have a poetry segment on this show. We'd invite people to write their own poetry and send it in. We'd read it out. It was popular for a little while, but maybe there just aren't many poets out there. But if you want to drop us your poem, there's email, smorgasbord1@optusnet.com.au, smorgasbord1@optusnet.com.au. Posted on our Facebook page. We don't care. There's all sorts of, you know, Lord Pig posts his movies up there, so you may as well post your poem. Or you can mail it to us if you like. Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, care of Alive 90.5, Post Office Box 977, Baulkham Hills 1755. And speaking of post, we don't receive much music from the local artists anymore. Everybody wants you to go to, I don't know, these music sites and download it. We're not into that. If you feel free to email us an MP3 or even a CD, but don't like going to these sites because it just takes forever. Because I'm not completely computer illiterate, but they want you to go to Dropbox or some other music site for me to then play their music. Make a bit of an effort and send us your stuff and we'll play it. Glad to. Happy to. All right, one more story before we get to In Concert. Is that all from you, Lord?
Oh, yeah, mate. I don't know, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, great stories tonight, Lord. Athens in Greece. A man suffered third-degree burns when heat from a battery rubbing against his car keys in his pocket made his pants catch on fire. Whoa. He went to buy new batteries and took one with him to match so he'd get the right one, said a policeman. Well, you got to watch that, haven't you? The old battery rubbing on your car keys. Whoosh, on fire. Well, that was short and sweet, wasn't it? Oh, I suppose we can get some to some music now. What do you reckon, Lorne?
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, whatever you reckon.
Okay. So tonight we have the Mamas and the Papas, Eric Clapton, and Chicago. Now, there's an interesting mix for you. This is Smorgasbord, Alive 90.5, 28 minutes to 9. 9 o'clock, Mr. Swan will be here to entertain you. And what a fine job he does, too. But in the meantime, enjoy In Concert.
If I was Case is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Have you seen the latest edition of the Hills to Hawkesbury Living magazine? There are great new sections on local living legends, together with history and photos from the past. Our What's On will let you know about local events. There's our much-loved TV guide and our classifieds that will link you to the best trades and services in the area. For over 33 years, the Hills to Hawkesbury Living has been the magazine for the community and now a proud station sponsor.
With over 30 years' experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how. Or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Have you enjoyed this week's In Concert, Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming? Eric Clapton, what a great version of Little Wing, because that's Jimi Hendrix track. And Chicago, Feeling Stronger Every Day. That's what we like, to feel stronger every day. Keep in mind, you know, all the movies that Lord Pig has reviewed and posted on our Smorgasbord Facebook page are all still there. There's some classic ones there. If you want to scroll through, scroll back and just click on them and view them, feel free to do that. That's why they are there. And, yeah, if there's something you'd like to hear up next week or over the coming weeks or a suggestion, feel free. Go to our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page and drop us a line, drop us a note. Only too happy to hear from you. 13 minutes to 9, that means I'm nearly out of here. But here's one for Lord Pig, because he's got his little operation this week. So, and also it'll fill in a few minutes. Any excuse to play Rainbow. This is Stargazer from the Rising album. I used to flog this album to death. Late Cozy Powell on drums. Late Ronnie James Dio on vocals.
Oh, I see his face.
Well, I'll see you next week with Gidget, hopefully. Hope she's feeling better. And, yeah, between 6 and 9, right here on Alive 90.5. Terry Swan's here, so he'll take you through until midnight with a fantastic program that he always presents. John Robb signing off for tonight, and we'll see you next week. And all the best. Lord Pig, I'm sure everything will be fine. Okay. Alrighty. See you all. Thanks for listening. This is Alive 90.5, 5 minutes to 9. Toodles.
Since I was a small girl, I've always been alone, trying so hard to find someone that I could call my own. People that I looked at, there were always two or three, always on the outside, nobody wanted me. From the rest, never tried to cheat on me like so many men before. You made me feel important, something special in your eyes.